Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
What would happen if you didn't follow?
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Be peace in the earth. Shanti-om, shanti-shanti-om. Ha-ha! Yes! Vicky Byers-Beckwith! Now, I'll tell you right. If I'm not in sync with the music, it's not my voice, it's technology. Well, because you know I'm a great singer. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm meditating.
Oh, shanti.
Yes, Om Shanti, Vicky Byers-Beckwith. We Let It Be is her virtual home. And we are here. It's a Friday, TGIF. Thank God, I'm free. Get Friday. It could be Monday, in this Friday. You might get fried. But you just gotta be free by going within and tuning in. Connecting with the truth of who you really are. Knowing that right where you are, God is. And you are the place where God gets to represent itself. And you must, if you choose to, be the change you want to see. But you gotta start within. You gotta have that peace within. Don't be expecting Barack Obama to give you peace. Or the prime ministers or the president of your country. They have a role to play, yes. But if you don't know what peace feels like within yourself, you can have all the money on earth. You can have all the peace you ever desired, wanted. But if you don't know it inside of you, you still be blaming the world. Yes, there's a lot of things we need to clean up. And that's what today's conversation is about. I know it's Friday. I'm not normally here. But you know, I'm a freelance agent for God, so I can do whatever I want to do when I want to do it because I already have permission, and you said yes. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You are listening to the... I don't know what's going on. Maybe I should start doing shows at 2 o'clock. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on Life Conversations Radio. I am your host. I am is your host. The I am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach at a, the freelance agent for the I am presence. And we want to talk about global meditation. There's a movement. Can you hear it? Can you feel the rumbling? Can you hear Mother Earth? Can you hear that sound? You are all being invited to be part of it because change is going to happen without you or with or without you, should I say. So you might as well get on board because there's already a movement. Will you say yes? Well, we have a gentleman, a young man, another freelance agent for God who said yes. And I'm going to bring him on in a minute. As soon as I bring on the voice, you know who the voice is. Hello, the voice.
Hello, Life Coach today, and happy summer solstice to you.
Yes, 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 happy summer solstice. It's because of me that we have the summer solstice, you know.
Indeed.
Because I bring
you
sunshine, and I want people to experience the light for as long as possible. That's right.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Yes. See, I'm stepping all over you again. My bad. My bad, Shouty.
I know. I'm excited about this show today. I'm happy that you're having it on a summer solstice day. And since we won't be doing a celestial moment, I still need to let you know, six is running. Lovers, fire, expansion. So you guys are in alignment. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I love how everything just works. Go ahead. Great. You got it. Go, go.
I'm taking a deep breath. No, you go. Just let you know I have some very, very quick announcements. I want to let people know how busy you are and all the places where you're going to be.
I'm a freelance agent for God. I am one with the one, so I can be in many places at the same time.
Indeed, indeed. So I'm going to get to it, but I'm really happy to be here with you today. And what's up, Glow and Gooch and Yvette and all those people in the archive and all the people with the global meditation movement who are tuning in right now.
Yes. Over to you.
Wonderful. So we're going to have quick announcements about what's happening on the Life Conversations Radio Network and with the Ask Life Coach Today Radio Show. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, the Ask Life Coach Today Radio Show is syndicated on Within Radio. You get to hang out with Reverend Rio Kelly of Agape all over again. For more information, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Then on Sunday, June 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern, you can find Life Coach Today speaking with Elaine Marie on Light Movers and Shakers. For more information, you go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Now, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan is also airing at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Both shows will be archived. You let your heart be your guide about where you want to play this Sunday. Life is far more richer with options. And that's a quick wrap-up of your announcements. Now, let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, I'd love. How did you say? What did you say now? You said something about more options. Say that again. Life is what?
Yes,
I want to hear that.
Life is far more richer with options.
I know that's right. I know why I roll with you. You're just the wise one, with the voice. Thank you, Celeste. I'm bowing to you.
I can feel it energetically. Have a wonderful show. Yes.
I will. I got an energetic man on the other line, and we're going to bring him on in a few seconds. Thanks, Celeste.
You're welcome.
Life is good. It's getting better. Let's talk about this global meditation. Let's talk about how we love and support and embrace the earth in us and the earth outside of us. So we can remind ourselves that we are truly one. Let me read a little bit about Stephen Bankard's. And I got to do this and then do that. And right now I'm not actually doing anything because I can't think of what I'm trying to do. So do this. Oh, there it is. That's what I got to do. I can't find it. Let me be still. Let me take a deep breath. Okay. So here we go. My guest today is Stephen Bankard. He is the co-founder of the Global Meditation Movement. And he's the special guest joining me today. Let me tell you a little bit about him. This man has been around a long time. He's 20 years old. He's a philosophy student from Cambridge, Ontario. He's the creator of the spirit, science, and metaphysics. And he is the co-founder, as I said, of the Global Meditation Movement. And he kind of a big vision, and we want to share that vision, what language is that, vision with you. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings especially, help me welcome my guest, my old new friend, because we've always known each other, and his name is Stephen Bankard. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Oh, that global welcoming. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, good. I was holding back laughs during your introduction. That's the most lively introduction I've heard to a radio show. So much good energy there.
Well, whatever you do, do not hold back on laughter. Don't hold back. Just let it flow. That is a form of meditation as well, you know.
Oh, yes, definitely. So
let's jump right on in. We're just doing a one-hour show. We got about 35 minutes or so together. Now, before we talk about the global meditation movement, we want to find a little bit more about you, but we really want to know who you are. So my first question to you is, who are you? Who is Stephen Bankard?
Oh, is that a metaphysical question? Is this a trick question here?
It's a metaphysical question, it's a trick question, it's whatever you want it to be. So whoever you think you are at this moment, bring it. This is a place where you don't have to hold back. Just be
okay.
You.
Okay. Well, my name is Steve Bankard. I'm a co-founder of the Global Meditation Movement. I recently just got involved in this spiritual community. I haven't been active in it for too long, only about 6 months or so, but within that 6 months I've made some pretty important connections with some amazing people, and I've had success on my Facebook page called Spirit Science and Metaphysics, and through that I've met the admins of a bunch of other cool pages, and we decided to team up together and create international synchronized meditations. We hope to do it 2 times a month, and we have our first one coming up on June 23rd, this coming Sunday, to celebrate the summer solstice. And so as far as I go, I don't have a whole lot of credentials. I am in school currently for philosophy, but I mean, I'm just basically a kid who's just trying to do what he can with the tools he has, and that's all we can really do.
Indeed, indeed. And you know, credentials come from a place of credit, and we are all being credited and being previously approved by the one that created us. So you come with your credentials, and the other credentials are just an affirmation of who we really are. So we are truly grateful for you saying yes, you know, because we're all in this together. And if you have a degree or not, we are all on this planet, and everybody's got to show up and do their thing. You just shared a little bit about how you caught the vision. What was it about you that actually, you know, I don't know if you came up with the idea or the other people you talked about came up with the idea, but what happened? What was the catalyst and the caused this to happen, the birthing of this movement?
The admin of another Facebook page called Earth We Are One, he contacted me about this idea he had, and I thought it was a great idea. He was like, do you want to promote it on your page or help share it with your page? And I was like, I'd rather be a part of it, you know, I'll help contribute. So I created a Facebook page called Global Meditation Movement, where we have posts about meditation, tips, health benefits, that kind of thing. But I guess the vision really started from a collection of several of us understanding that meditation is really our best bet at impacting the world immediately and having a direct positive change that can, you know, manifest overnight, manifest in a matter of 30 minutes within an individual. And it's so accessible. Like, everybody has time throughout their day to sit down for like 15 minutes, 10 minutes, and just have a moment of silence for themselves. And I guess the vision started because it's just such an accessible way to influence the masses and to create hope for world peace and for a more utopian state of society, because you can't expect to have a society of peace and of love if the individuals have hearts full of hate and anxiety and stress. And it's just a very good and effective way to kind of chill out a bit. And it's simple too, you know, it doesn't involve any kind of knowledge or anything external to yourself. You can just sit down anywhere, any time of the day, and have just a moment of silence for yourself. And we hope that this can kind of become a habit for people in their lives, and we hope to keep the ball rolling after this first event.
Yes, yes, so true. I want to ask you this. You said, you know, you say you're a newbie in this spiritual stuff. I do recognize what you're saying is on a conscious level, you're new at it, because I believe and I know that everyone is spiritual, but there comes a time in our lives where we wake up and say, there's got to be more, there's something more to who I am. Now, what was the catalyst? What woke you up? And 6 months ago, you were like, oh my God, now I know. I understand. What woke you up?
Well, I guess it really depends what we mean by awakening. I mean, I was raised in a Christian household, like fundamental Christian household, by the book, literal interpretation of everything, you know. I was raised in a Christian private school as well. And I guess I kind of always had intuitions about God, but the answers that came from the Bible didn't really satisfy me. They didn't really satisfy my intellect. Or my heart, for that matter. I wasn't really experiencing God on a personal level. And taking philosophy in university has really helped me as far as thinking about God and understanding the nature of God. And I guess my awakening started in grade 12, I suppose. I started getting interested in parapsychology and ancient astronaut theory and all these different theories that kind of made me realize, like, wow, like, there's a lot to this reality that we don't interact with in our daily lives, and there's so much beneath the surface that is just there waiting to be discovered. And I only interacted with the information at that point in my life as beliefs, you know, as ideologies. They were just kind of beliefs and thoughts I had in my mind, but I wasn't really using them to change me as a person, to change my heart. They weren't transforming me. So I guess my awakening happened. As cheesy as this sounds, I was dumped by my girlfriend. We're still together now, but last summer we went through a rough period, and that's when I was put into a position where I was forced to reflect on myself, the person I had been, and the energy I was giving off as a person, and the people I were hurting in my life. And that's kind of where my real awakening happened, was when I was like, wow, like, I have a lot of things I need to improve on as a person. I still do. We all do. And as cool as it is to entertain different theories and different, you know, ideologies or beliefs, they're just beliefs. And it doesn't really, if it can't change you, then it's useless, really. So I guess what awakened me to my sense of spirituality really was suffering, I suppose. I suppose that's what you could say, is suffering was what awakened me.
Oh, I get it. I get it. I mean, you're really hitting on some, I mean, that's usually what wakes people up. Suffering is a gift. And it's even, it's a gift if we're willing to look at it, if we're not afraid. I mean, you talked about it, you know, you breaking up with your girlfriend is what woke you up, and it being cheesy. As a matter of fact, you know, that's the best way, one of the best ways anyway, to wake up. Because I see relationship, all kind of relationship, as a spiritual practice. It's something about romantic relationship that goes to the heart of the matter, pun intended. Mm. So when there is a break up, there's a breakdown, and there's room for a breakthrough. So, I mean, what a wonderful opportunity for you to see yourself. And,
oh, yeah, it definitely was. And to this day, it's still a mirror for me, you know what I mean? Like, every day I see aspects of myself reflected in her that I need to work on and stuff. And having close relationships with people in my life has been, you know, the ultimate catalyst for awakening.
Yes, indeed. So on your journey, you've obviously discovered meditation. How has meditation changed you, transformed you, added to who you are?
Oh, wow. Meditation basically saved me, because I was one of those people that would constantly think. I would constantly overthink. I would just drive myself into suffering because of my thoughts. I'd be scared over something that could potentially happen, and then I would create all these hypothetical situations in my head and then react to them as if they had already happened. And it was just this constant battle all day in my head, just thoughts and chatter, and I had no sense of self, no sense of peace, no stillness, because I had just had such an overactive mind. And this overactive mind was driving me into suffering, into anxiety, social anxiety. And meditation helped me realize that there is a deeper level of myself that exists beneath thought, that I am not my mind, I am not my thoughts. I'm aware that I'm thinking right now, as are you. And meditation is something that allowed me to separate myself from that stream of thinking that had, you know, drove me into suffering, basically ran my identity. I gained all my sense of self from my thoughts, and that's how I interacted with my beliefs in God, and as I mentioned previously, as theories, and, you know, if I think the right thing, then I'm changed. That's what I used to believe until I found meditation, and I entered into the realm of intuition, really, with meditation, into a more heartfelt experience of God, and an experience of peace that can't be put into words. And it's really helped me regain control over my mind, whereas my mind used to use me as a tool for its own means, for its own agenda. And it's also really strengthened my relationship with God as well, because I actually have a silent mind now where I can experience God in that place of silence. And you can't expect God to fill a mind that is already full, you know what I mean?
I'm listening to you and I feel like I listen to soul food. I mean, I love your consciousness. I love where you're coming from. I can feel it. And that is so true. That is so true. Because sometimes people do the right thing for the wrong reason and wonder why they're not getting the right results. You know, so
yeah.
It's like really being inwardly led, you know. And then from that place, when you're inwardly guided, then so other people may actually tell you that what you're doing is wrong. But if it's coming from within, it's coming from a place of intuition, from that God sense, then you know it's right. And meditation is one thing that it's really, if you're on a spiritual path consciously. I mean, even in the Bible, it talks about be still, fear not. It's like, you know, there's something about being still. When we get still enough, we can hear that inner voice, that inner guidance. And I love what you're sharing. I love what you're sharing. If you're just joining us, yes, and you're wondering, wow, Life Coach Ade is doing the show on Friday? When did he start doing that? Today. And it may be the only Friday. Well, maybe not. Who knows? Who knows? Happy summer solstice to you. My guest is Stephen Bankhars. He is one of the co-founders of the Global Meditation Movement, which is taking place this Sunday and Monday. And we're going to give you some more information about that. I know on your event page, Stephen, you didn't tell me your name was Steve. I don't know why we do that. We think we could just show people's name without permission. Stephen.
Oh, call me whatever you wish, man.
I like you because that's what I tell people. I say, call me whatever you want because whatever you call me is simply a reflection of your consciousness. So, of course, I have such a beautiful consciousness. Anything I call you is a reflection of my beauty. Yes. So some people are saying, well, you know, we don't know if it's on a Sunday or on a Monday, but we're going to resolve all of that. And I also want to encourage those of you that listen to the show, even if you listen to the show a month from now, a year from now, 10 years from now, take this moment to just get still. If you don't know how to meditate, just shut it all up. Don't even say that to yourself. Just close your eyes, take in a deep breath, breathe out, and give yourself 1 minute to be still. Just 1 minute is good enough. So whenever you listen to the show, you know. The fact that you listen to the show, you have what it takes. We are going to take a very quick break, and then we're going to come back and give you information about the Global Meditation Movement, what time it is, where is it. Yeah, let's take a break. I think I need to take a break because I feel so much fire moving through me. And I gotta slow myself down. We will be back with Stephen, this wonderful brother on the other end who is supporting humanity to recognize, to know who they are, and reminding us that we must be the change we want to see by cleaning out the inner clutter. See? God can only do for you what God can do through you. And if you're backed up or blocked up, you will be spiritually constipated.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
That's what it's about. You are here to live life out loud. Live it out. Let people know. Let us know why you're here. What is your mission? Why are you on this planet? Are you here to add to the criticism, the judgment, or are you here to bring the healing by being compassionate, by being kind, by being an expression of peace, by being the reflector of light? Because you are that. Do you know that? That you are the one. You are the I am. That you are. I am that I am. We're having fun today. We're having fun being still. My guest is Stephen Bankard. He's one of the co-founder of the Global Meditation Movement, which is taking place this weekend. And they're honoring humanity. You know, it's very important to protest if you need to. Well, let me rephrase that. It's important, let me finish the thought. It's important to protest, but the most important part is while you protest, you've got to be part of the process. So protest is expressing what you want to see, bring in the light, bring in the healing, but you must be part of the process. And you do that by being still, accessing the peace, the freedom, the joy within yourself so that you can be an emanation of greatness. And here's one of the people who are adding to society, Stephen Bankard. So, Stephen.
Hello.
Yes. So let me ask you this before we go into details, what people need to know about the meditation and getting still. What is the intention? I know you've kind of talked around it, but did you guys kind of come up with an intention? What would you like to see a year from now, a month from now, 6 months from now, 10 years from now?
I would like to see more people embracing meditation into their daily practices. There's kind of like this stereotype associated with meditation that it's only for, you know, monks or Buddhists or something. Or as crazy as this sounds, I've heard one Christian say actually that when you're meditating, you're not thinking, and if you're not thinking, you're not thinking about God, and that's a sin. And there's just this kind of yeah. Oh, yeah. That's hilarious.
BS.
Lord. There's some pretty strange stigmas attached to meditation, and it's just it's so easy and it's so effective, and I'd like to see people embrace that into their daily routines. You know, just take even like 10 minutes out of your television time for the night. So people come home and watch TV all night. Like, it's so easy to just incorporate into your life. And I'd like to see 6 months, a year from now, I'd like to see the Global Meditation have, you know, 30, 40,000 people every other week participating in this. And even I'd like to encourage them to do it on their own time as well. And even brief daily meditations. Like, one thing that's important to know about meditation is that it doesn't have to be this like 20, 30 minute period of your day set a time or set aside. It can be even a 10-second brief moment of consciousness, just taking a few deep conscious breaths, stepping out of the stream of thinking, and just interacting with the world from a state of presence. Things that we would normally do in our lives from a state of complete mental chatter. We're just daydreaming all day, and just stepping out of that daydreaming and interacting with the world from a sense of presence. It's very refreshing, and it's so easy. And you can do this in the shower. You can do this driving to work, walking to your car, and you feel instantly relieved because our thoughts are just constantly going all day, driving us into suffering, driving us crazy. What am I going to do tomorrow? What do I have to do when I get home? And it's so easy to just take a few deep breaths and bring meditation into your way of life instead of just incorporating it into your life.
Yes, yes. Well, your whole day becomes an act of meditation because you understand that life is sacred and everything you do is part of the expression of the godness that you are. I so get it. Now, what are some of the maybe confusion that's happening? I know one of the things people are confused about is time. Are there other things that people are not clear about that you want to address? But we definitely want to talk about when is it? Is it Sunday? Is it Monday? And all that other stuff. So go for it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The meditation is on Sunday, June 23rd. At 12 p.m. EDT, so like midday tomorrow. The reason why it says Monday on the event is because the person who actually made the event is from New Zealand. So they have a completely different time zone over there, and they couldn't change the date back for some reason. So on the event it says Monday, June 24th, 4 a.m. till 4:30. But if you like hover over your mouse, over the time period, it actually tells you what that time is in your time. And in the event description as well, it clarifies that it's June 23rd at 12 p.m. And, yeah, so that is a little bit confusing. But, yeah, we hope to have that on Sunday, yeah.
Okay, so it's not tomorrow. It's Sunday, midday on Sunday, Eastern time, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. And so basically, because I think in your event page, which I had open earlier, I don't have it now. But basically, all people need to do is go on the internet, Google 12 p.m. Eastern Sunday. What time is that in your time zone? And do you have a special way that you encourage people to meditate? Do you want them to send all their family members to a camp so they can have their house to themselves? How long do you want them to meditate? Do you want them to light candles? Or do they need to go buy some sage? Or just wherever they are to just get still?
Whatever makes them the most comfortable. You mean, I know, like, for me, I like lighting incense when I can. I like being outside when I can. There's no proper way to meditate per se. There's lots of different techniques you can use. I find keeping a straight back is important. Focusing on the breath, at least at the beginning of the meditation, helps me control my mind and slow down the stream of thinking. And it has been encouraged by some to, you know, visualize yourself sending out as much love and peace to the world as you can, and just visualize like this loving energy radiating out of you to the world. You can do that if you wish. I find what I'm going to be doing, like what I find most successful in my meditations, is to just regain my sense of presence, my sense of awareness, taking the energy out of the mind and bringing it back into the body, back into my being. And when I'm in that state, I'm naturally peaceful and I'm naturally loving, and I don't have to like consciously send anything out because it's being sent out just naturally. So there's no really ideal way to meditate per se. Lots of people have different things that they try to do, or you know that works best for them, and that's all I can encourage really is try it for yourself. Just sit down, close your eyes, keep your back straight, and just see what works for you. Get to know yourself, get to know your mind a little bit, because we go through our lives thinking so much, we don't take the time to get to know ourselves when we're in a moment of silence. So there's no rules for meditation other than silence, I guess.
Right. Other than shut it up and go within. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to encourage people when you talk about the love to really, because sometimes, we're all different. Some people can't visualize. Well, let me rephrase. Some people say they can't visualize or they don't know how to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that whole thing about the love, I think that's very important, where if you don't even know how to send the love out, to kind of welcome or remind yourself of somebody who really loves you, a grandmother, somebody that, you know, when you think about them, you feel loved. And that's one of the things I share with people. Just get yourself in that space and get drunk in love. And then from that place, you can send it out. So it's a good place to be. And You know, you can never do meditation wrong anyway, because it's the intention that matters, right?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I'm not sure if you were aware, last year, December 21st, there was something called the Master Shift that went on. There was like 2 million people. 2 million people or something worldwide were all meditating on that day, and I was having trouble during the beginning of my meditation because I was so amped up and so like energized from the excitement of the event. And when I sat down and started meditating, I just couldn't stop thinking. The first like 5 minutes of the meditation, I was just sitting in the dark thinking, and I couldn't escape my mind. And I had to get up and take a deep breath and just stare out my window, and I stared up to the stars, and like if we have problems trying to overcome our thoughts in meditation, like don't feel discouraged, because that's natural, that happens to everybody. Take a deep breath and just, you can open your eyes if you want, go outside, look up at the sky, and then just continue on with your meditation, because it's so easy to just sit down in the dark and get trapped in our thoughts, and then waking up at the meditation saying like, what was that? It was just like a big daydream. So it's important to stay aware. To stay aware while you're meditating. And yeah, like you said, there's no proper way to meditate, because the intention is where the energy is at, really.
Yes, intention is what matters. And we just need to relax, be still, and know that God, Goddess, meets us right where we are. Wherever you are in consciousness, God is. So there is no way in any of the holy books that said, thou shalt meditate perfectly. Okay, so let's all just relax. So, Stephen, is there a website where people can find out more information, a blog or anything like that, Facebook page or pages?
Yeah, there is. There's a Facebook page. The page is called Global Meditation Movement. So you can just go to Facebook, type in the search bar, Global Meditation Movement. It'll be the top page. The symbol is like a guy meditating with this yellow like spiral behind him. That's like our main home page, where we post meditation related posts and details about the event, so people could give that page a like, and we have links to the meditation event and clarification as far as the time zones go, and that would be the page to give a like, I suppose. Yeah.
Before I say this, if you have any questions for Stephen, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We take a couple of questions if anybody's got questions. Let's go here. I'm looking at the page, and you have right now 21,933 people saying they're going. They're not really not going anywhere.
Yep.
They're going within. So that's good. And then there's some people who are saying, 3,574 are saying, I don't know, maybe I'll be there. That's good. Maybe I'll go. I don't know. I still need to work out some spiritual stuff. I don't know. But, you know, can you just imagine if half of the people here, you know, just focus on what is true, focus on love, focus on loving kindness, and not only, you know, not only just do it that day, but start to set an intention to live from that. The power in that to transform this planet, and we really won't have to force anybody to change. We will actually create a space for people to be who they are. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Meditation's the best way to do that in my mind. You can't know yourself or be who you are if your mind is full of chatter and garbage, right? There's a quote that gets passed around this community a lot that says prayer is talking to God and meditation is listening to God. And people who are religious are kind of skeptical about going into meditation. And because they think, you know, when their mind is in that state of silence, like demons can come in and influence them, or Satan can come influence. Well, like, they can do that anytime they want. Like, you already believe in them. Like, why not? How do you expect God to fill your mind if you're closing it off if you're just closing it off with chatter all day? And there's just a lot of misconception that is still lingering around the idea of meditation. And fear regarding meditation as well, and it's it's so easy to eradicate that fear instantly with just like 10 minutes of silence, and they'll discover something within themselves in that 10 minutes that they won't be able to put into words, and that will kind of encourage them to keep coming back to that space, I think.
Indeed. I love, you know, and I've heard that there are some people who are afraid of being still. There are people who are afraid of, generally human beings are afraid of what they don't understand, what they don't know, what will cause them to expand and go beyond. And the art of meditation connects you with your power. And human beings are generally afraid of their power. That's you know, Marianne Williamson speaks to this where she says our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. I mean, I remember when I first read that, it's like, our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure? You mean I'm afraid of my own power? Oh, we are. Because we think if we connect with our power, we're going to lose friends. What's going to happen? But, you know, it's okay because there is power in one. If one person does this meditation on Sunday, that's good enough. There is the power of one. And the truth is, I tell people, if what you're hearing, what you're learning is not working for you, if it's causing you more pain, then leave it alone. But those of us who understand the power of stillness, the power of getting still and just listening to that inner voice, that intuition, that inner wisdom, just do what you do. So, yeah, I am grateful for what you guys are doing and for your openness.
If I may add something real quick.
Certainly. I was coming to you anyway. So yeah, you were all up in my chi. You were all up in my chi. That's okay. Go ahead.
Sorry, man. I was gonna say it's almost a bit of a paradox as well, though, because in the moment of silence and in that moment of peace, I've noticed within myself, anyways, it's a space of pain sometimes as well. Because I'm confronting aspects of myself in there, and I'm gaining such clear insight into the way I live my life and into the way I carry myself and interact with the world that, you know, guilt sometimes arises, and there's this sense of pain that arises from a space of silence. So it's almost paradoxical as well. And I think that's kind of what why people might be a little hesitant about going into meditation is because they might be scared of what they see about themselves in that moment of honesty, in the moment of silent honesty. Like who are they? It can be scary. It's intimidating as well to get to know yourself and to face the person you've become through your whole life. So it's a paradox almost as well at the beginning, anyways. Carl Jung actually has a quote that says there's no coming to consciousness without pain. And I find that very, very true, that especially at the beginning of someone's awakening, there is a lot of pain and a lot of guilt because there's a lot of reflection and honesty that is necessary in that time. And meditation is the best way to navigate that guilt and to navigate oneself. So, yeah, I was just going to say, do you find that it's almost paradoxical as well?
Man, I am just restraining myself not to interrupt you because, yes, it is. I'm so grateful you're sharing that because, really, there are people who said, okay, they're getting on a spiritual path consciously. It's because they were running from that pain or they wanted to heal the pain. And when we start reading and learning and going to retreats and meditation, it feels good. So sometimes we leave the pain behind because, oh, that was too painful. Now I found something that feels good. But true enlightenment, true healing happens by making connection with the pain. The energy, the thoughts, the emotions, the ways of being that are causing you pain that you're running from, because actually they're a gift. If we're willing to face the things that we're running from, they are the gateway to see ourselves, because the truth is to recognize that with the pain, with the trauma, with all that happened, the abuse, that we are still perfect, we're still whole. So I'm so glad you brought that up. I was just smiling here and saying, let him finish. Yes, I thank you for sharing that. I love what you also said about the silent honesty, you know, the silent honesty to just be with ourselves, with our own judgment, with our own criticism. And just still be able to be compassionate.
And there will be resistance in there, too. I've noticed with myself, even sometimes I'm meditating and I'm reaching a point of silence, and there's still a part of me that's holding on because it's comfortable. It's comfortable with itself. It's comfortable, you know, operating at a normal level, and it doesn't want to go anywhere deep where it can lose its power, sort of. You know what I mean? I still interact with that today, and there's a part of us that kind of doesn't want to go deep into ourselves out of this this fear of losing ourselves. But that's kind of what enlightenment is all about, really, is losing a sense of self. There is no self. You know what I mean?
I understand. Enlightenment is a breakdown. It's messy sometimes. It's painful sometimes. And let's give the details again. The meditation is Sunday, 12 p.m. Eastern, and people can meditate for as long as they need to meditate, 1 second to 1 hour or a whole day, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we release this conversation?
If you're listening and you haven't meditated before, just give it a try. You have nothing to lose. It's very simple. You don't have to go on Google and learn, you know, how to meditate. You don't have to go to YouTube and, you know, pull up some instructional video. Just sit down by yourself outside or inside, wherever you're comfortable, and just silence yourself. Try to not think for just a moment. And don't think about not thinking. Just do it for a little bit. And in that space of silence, you'll discover a whole new, deeper dimension to yourself. And that's the most exciting aspect of meditation, is you realize that you're more than just, you know, a machine that goes to work and comes home. You're more than just this mechanical body. There's something deeper there that's waiting to be revealed to you that can't be put into words. And I encourage everyone to try meditation and to experience that for themselves, and to join the event that is happening on the 23rd, where over 20,000 of us will be having this moment together. So yeah, I guess that's it.
Stephen, it has been such a joy. I feel like I just walked into an all-you-can-eat soul food. And my heart is expanding. I'm so grateful to have met you, and I thank you and the rest of the community who organized this. I'm sending my love. Celeste is sending her love, and thank you. And we look forward to having you back, man. You have a lot to share and a lot to say, and this is just the beginning.
Oh, definitely, man. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. I just love it. I love life. You know, this thing called life is yummy. You just need to have a take a bite. Take a bite. Go on. Take a bite. Nobody's looking. Chew on it. Swallow. Digest. Assimilate. And eliminate. Yes, indeed. Happy summer solstice. So much is going on. Super moon on June 23rd. You know, energetically, we are being bathed with a lot of love. There's a lot of thoughts out there. I saw something on Facebook, which I won't go into, that something's going to happen. But you know what? I want you to know that the most powerful energy on this planet is the energy of love. What does that mean? Go within and find out. Tap into that love consciousness. If you say, oh, I've never been loved, my parents never loved me, stop it. Even if you've never been loved, I agree with you. But imagine what it would be like to be loved, and get lost in your imagination. Get lost in your visualization. Don't forget to be part of the meditation movement, global meditation movement, Sunday, 12 p.m. Eastern. And if you listen in another country, just Google 12 p.m. Eastern time zone and figure out what time it is. It's real simple. You know, we know it's simple. I'm getting out of here, and I'm going to continue to enjoy my summer solstice. It's a good time to be alive. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Make sure you tune into Within Radio tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. And Celeste on Life Conversations Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, and all the good stuff. Life Conversations Media is where you can find out more about us. Life is good. And here's a lesson in oneness. Remember, We are one. We are one. Carly Jackson. I'm out of here. I will see you back here on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern. Let's see what's going to happen. Peace out, homie.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 'Cause there is no separation. 'Cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.